Blog Talk Radio.
Reason to replace the feeling that you left behind. I
wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you, 'cause you left me broken. Now my heart won't open for anyone. Remembering the times when you and I would hide, no one else would find that funny, and only you would know I'm better with you in it shows, because the way you loved me. And I can't find a reason to replace the feeling that you left behind. I tried. I wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you, 'cause you left me broken. Now my heart won't open for
to be in love alone. So I'm trying my best not to overreact, but I need to know right now, no lies, just facts. So if you love me, just say so, 'cause I can't play these games with you no more. So if you love me, just say so. I need to know from you right now before I go.
Just that I can feel I'm falling deep, and I don't wanna fall unless you're falling with me. I need to know if this is real.
Just say so, 'cause I can't play these games.
out my window. Nights are long and my days are cold, cause I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need and more.
If only I can find you. Thought I saw you pass me. A rearview mirror's playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, cause my loneliness got the best of me and my heart's so weak.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're
funny running into you. It has to be 3 years since we last seen each other. Many flashbacks come to mind of the wild and crazy times we used to have. with one another. We absolutely didn't care. We would do it anywhere. Eye contact and it was over. But that's when I was wilding out. I couldn't care less about someone getting hurt. I've done my share of dirt, but I'm a wiser. A few one night stands, some of their names I can't remember. Imagine waking up with someone who you barely even knew. Time and time again, but there's someone for everyone. I've been blessed to find that one who makes me feel like no other. You are looking good as hell, but I can't go home with you, because I'm going home to her.
I don't want to know about this. Any secret of yours, I want to know about that. One special secret. Because tonight, I want to learn about all the secrets in your garden.
I want to read your mind. Know your deepest feelings. Wanna make it right for you, baby. Show me, let me share the mystery. Oh,
come on, come on, come on, come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
Alright,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, come on, tonight.
could sing together. I've got the secret key.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, Lapel LaNegra, and I am joined tonight by my esteemed co-host, Rob Poetry Murrow. How you doing tonight, Rob?
Yeah. I'm doing beautiful. What's going on with you, Queen? Thank you for allowing me to be with you, co-host with you on this beautiful Saturday night. Love Therapy in the building. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Get some jams up in here going and listen to some great poetry tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, Rob. You got yours on.
Let's just say Raw is my, been born with that. With all of me, it's my middle name. And who I be. Sometimes I keep it tame, right. But sometimes it's like, gotta let it out.
I hear that. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. So, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is open mic always. This is a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Now, since you are my special guest host, I'd like you to go first and give us what you brought to listen to.
You want me to act a fool, carry out and stuff, you know? You want me to do that?
Oh, hey, dude, this ain't that show, Do What You Like, but give us what you got. So whatever you're ready. The mic is yours.
I guess I'll entertain y'all just for a little bit, just a little bit. This one, actually, I've been working on it for a minute now. I still haven't had an ending, but let's see what you feel about this. Maybe you like this. Excuse me. Ignorance anew for infotainment purpose. Approaching pre-pandemic levels. Spin cycle out of control. Concept of togetherness indefinite hold. Master plans of societal appropriations with the master. Stuck in symbolism without substance. While phoning in bomb threats to learning institutions, mother abandoned by tribes becoming cultists of Callaway, Heidi Hiawatha victim perpetrators of social media ma'afa, feathers misused and dipped in blood and trails of tears, holding back resisting pains of yesteryear, historical narratives falsely written by Negroes refuse to read context, let alone read at all. Shoot. The police are unconcerned about status. They see you as black. So they shoot first, and you know the rest. As you rest in peace, compliments of no-knock warrants, cancel culture, and Caucasian discomfort on their and their of their parents and grandparents accosting Ruby Bridges so they hide the truth from their own kids. Going hand in hand while we salivate non-solution rants evoking drive-bys against ambulance chasers. And Dr. Michael Eric Dyson still expects to honor those who want to abort black boys. And opine on deceased athletes' false rape accusations, Madison Fully, where compassion equates coonery, nuclear option, the doomsday clock goes tick, tock, ah, shit. It's versus time, us against us. Fail emasculation by Karen and Linda saying the ancestors are dead while underage mom, she gives head. Flowing precipice of symbolism going awry, no hating, just obviously stating no victories or raised fists, half-assed social media mongrel, love ranting, can't seem to plan shit. Where are we going with this? Not very far because niggas aren't ready. Are you ready, niggas? Niggas aren't ready to deal with this. And that's what I got so far. And peace.
Wow. You coming out the gate strong. You just, you coming for the first. Damn. That was pretty strong. That was decent. I like that. I love a concert, a good conscious piece. Man. All right. Man.
It really shows the way that we have the tendency to use the word to get all the aggressions out and reflect on what's going on currently in terms of how do we act to one another. So, yeah, this is, you know, something that really feels in my heart, like every other poet, poem. But, you know, is this the sign of the time?
Okay. Yeah, look, it's all right. It's all right. Well, you, sheesh, listening to that, you made me want to switch my piece up and do my conscious piece, but I'm kind of multitasking here. I got a baby in one arm, a phone in the hand, and my tablet on my thigh, and I'm trying here. I'm trying, so I got to stick with what I got.
Well, let me just tell you something. I mean, you're not trying, you're doing. You got this. You got this, and you know you got this. So you know what to do. La peur de negra. Take the mic, baby.
Thank you. All right, this is called The Other Side of Fear. As she closes another chapter on her life, she turns the page, entering anew. Frightened and closed off, but willing. Willing to open as she prays for love's rain to fall all around to greet her new experience in life. So she can smile again. She misses her smile after it was run off with and cased in someone's jar of hearts. Her new book entails beautiful and wonderful and promises kept. Time spent, respect, great loving, and he stayed. And though he says things that make her want to expose all that she is, those chapters have yet to be written. Completely naked and unafraid, her fear of being let down, abandoned, and broken continues to make her tread lightly and stay slow paced. Even when he says he wants to be her earth, her sustainability, home for her heart, that he'll wait for her until the sun burns out and the ocean can provide no more. A frightened heart still second guesses his true intentions. Her mind continues to process that logic of, is it safe to love again and fall as hard as only her heart has ever known? While the fear that has taken up residence within her deep wounds causes apprehension in her steps towards that promise of perfected love. She's still walking forward because she's recovered all but that last chapter and knows everything she wants is on the other side of fear. So I'll start this chapter with, know that I see you. I do. It's just that giving my heart, opening up and offering my world time and time again has proven to be like painting in the rain or like trying to blanket the sun. It's impossible. So I've become friends with my scars because they've never hurt me, nor will they ever. They are my healing, the peace flag waving at my spirit because they know me. So I trust them. You say you see me in the dark because you've been where I am. Familiar words to caress an invisible ego, or should I say, a non-existent one. But my question is, can you show me how to touch the intangible? Because my heart is shattered into a 1,000-piece puzzle that only I know where the pieces fit. I keep them just out of reach. And that's it.
Wow. It's so much to carry, unpack in your writing. Just dealing with the uncertainties of relationships, trying to deal with the pain, trying to deal with the anger and just the anxieties of falling in love again. It's really powerful to put it all in the words, and but you do it just absolutely, it's phenomenal. And,
thank
you know,
you.
I just think that something about your poetry, because, you know, poets who don't really go out there or what they deem as unseasoned poets, quote unquote, you know, there's such a gift that's ready to be unwrapped. And you're somebody that you can really reach a lot of people, a lot, not just poets, but just people in general, because you just got a phenomenal insight. It's really beautiful. That was a dope ass piece.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I tell you what, I think it's time to open up these phone lines now and see who we have on the mic now.
All right.
First mic we're going to open up here is the CEO of Epiphany Radio and the CEO of Raw Link, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, Douglas. Hey, For Real, how you doing tonight?
Hey,
welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Yes, what
you
do?
Had to bring me back. You miss me, don't you?
Hey, welcome back, Mr. Morrow. Feel the vibe. What's up, man? I miss you. I did miss you, bro. I did miss your black ass. You know,
I know you do. This your ass too. But you know, it has it like it's like an orb. You have to come back around sometime. Just saying.
Yeah. You know what, man? I was listening to your piece, man. The way you say "nigger," man, was kind of funny to me. I was cracking up.
Oh my god.
I was, man. I was like, this boy saying "nigger." I said, "Damn, that was funny though." Yeah. Yeah, and I love that piece with Curly. Y'all got me. I mean, for real, it was a pleasure listening to y'all do y'all thing. You know, I mean that for real.
Thank you. You know what? It must be something good going on because I haven't heard you laugh like that in a minute, for real.
Yeah, because it really touched me. I'm listening to y'all do y'all thing. You know, Rob always, you know, Rob is dope, man. You know, my brother in consciousness, you know, when he do his love pieces and stuff like that, he can get down too. But, you know, it just tickled my funny bone. It was two different types of poetry given by both of you, yet both of them was pleasing.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I am in here fighting a mosquito, and I can't get to it like I want to. If you bite my baby, it's on and popping. I'm trying to tell you.
Please don't let him bite the baby.
That's right. You better not bite my baby. I will be on a mission to destroy every mosquito that is in existence.
You should be exterminated. You know that, right? Exterminated.
I'm thinking I ain't playing with it. That's for sure. I ain't playing. Well, for real, how you been, darling? How you doing tonight? What's good with you?
I've been okay. Everything's been cold, chilling. You know, I get the call in before I zoom off to the plantation. And I was, like, loving the music, the vibe that was set. I want to send a shout-out to Trina. Baby, you know what it is. We was dancing in the chat room, you know. It was nice. She is so soft around the neck. You know, oh, let me calm down. But, yeah, y'all set the mood up in that. Y'all was setting the mood up in that.
Yeah. The neck bones and macaroni.
Oh, damn. No, he didn't.
Oh. He went way back.
Not too many people know. Not too many people know about the neck bones and macaroni. I don't know. I feel like I'm high or something right now. I do. I really feel a little intoxicated.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I felt like that the other night because I was.
Well, I'm not, but I feel like it, you know. Just feel good. It feels good, you know.
And you know what it is, brother? You know
what
it is, brother?
Bro? I know what you're going to say.
It's the vibe.
It's the vibe. It's the vibe. See, Miss Pearly, I told you about the vibe. He don't say it like he used to say it, though. He used to say the vibe, the vibe, the vibe. Yeah, I like saying that. It hurt. It tickles the front of my neck, the inner front of my neck. You know, it's good to have the vibe back up in the building, man. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I've been trying to get Miss Pearly to say the vibe.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get Miss Pearly to say the vibe since this afternoon. Come on, say it one more time, Miss Pearly. Say it one time, Miss Pearly.
The vibe.
Mm-hmm. It's contagious, too. You gotta say it at least 3 times.
The vibe.
The vibe. Feel the vibe. Feel the vibe.
Hello.
That was a good one. I felt that one. That one made me almost, my nipples hard. Mm-hmm.
So, my brother, what you got for us before you go into the bunker?
Hey. All right, well, my vision kind of blurry right now. I'm going to do an old piece. I think it's old. I recently done it a couple of weeks ago, I think. But for some reason, I feel like wanting to do this tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want to do this piece. What is the name of this piece? I don't know. It has a long title or something. But if I were to name it short, it would be Wanting. Wanting. And I'm going to dedicate this to my dance partner tonight. Baby, baby, you know what I want. So, yes, this is titled Wanting.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, love. Wanting. Wanting to get to know you more and more, much more about you. Your favorite color, your favorite dish. Which way you lean or tilt your head when you kiss. Wanting. Wanting to know all about you. Surely I'm curious. I'm infatuated by you, and this need to know you is tremendous, miss. Utterly transfixed, caught up in your headlights, mesmerized, frozen in motion, totally oblivious. Strong is this need to get to know you, miss. Do you like to dance, slow drag or line dance, two-step or boogie? What's your flavor, your favorite now or later? Pepsi or Coke, Sprite or Dr. Pepper? Your favorite movie, your favorite song, huh? Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On? And when the kids are gone, what's your favorite Isleys? I'm hoping it's In Between the Sheets. Some people don't like the way Sally walk. But that's fine with me, but she ain't you. I gotta know you better. How much do you wanna know and feel me? By the way, my favorite color is green, same as the jersey or my favorite football team. Wanting. Wanting. Do you want to know me? For all the years I've wanted. All the years of wanting. Wanting yet stumbling and ending up with nothing. For all the years in search of that special something, that unknown someone, priceless treasure, that heartfelt prayer, that prayer that was finally answered. I found her.
And for all the years I've wanted, for all the years wanting, longing and wanting and longing, starving, holding in all of this hunger, I kissed her with uncontrollable passion. She received all of me in but a kiss, all of me through lips that longed to be kissed, not by just anyone, but by those lips, that special one. I kissed her, her lips. I held her, and I kissed her, sucking succulently in succession her lips, alternating between her lips and heaven, kissing heaven and her lips, and loving every minute of it, making love our spirits on full lit, kissing, breath heaving, heart beating, bathing in the silence of two souls colliding. She kissed me, and I kissed her. And I kissed her for all the years I wandered wanting, for all the years that I hungered, for all the years that went by starving for her. I kissed her. Kissing her, her lips with mine, with the kiss of a lifetime of wanting, for all the years I've wanted, longingly wanting, crushing on her for all those years. Now I'm kissing her, holding her by the back of her neck, her head gently kissing her, her lips, and wanting more of her, wanting for all the years I've wanted to kiss her, wanting to repeat this piece backwards, in repeat backwards, to kiss her for all the years wanted, for all the years and for all the years and wanting more of her. Now I'm kissing her for all the years, crushing on her, longingly wanting for all the years wanted, a lifetime of wanting with the kiss of a lifetime, her lips with mine. I kissed her for all the years that went by starving for her, for all the years that I hungered, I wandered wanting for her. I kissed her. She kissed me. Heart beating, bathing in silence, two souls colliding, breath heaving, heart beating, kissing, making love our spirits on full lips, and loving every minute, kissing heaven and her lips, alternating between her lips and heaven, her lips sucking succinctly in succession. I held her and I kissed her lips. The lips I longed for, lips longing to be kissed, not by just anyone, but by those lips. All of me, she took all of me in through those lips. She received all of me in but a kiss, starving, holding in all of this hunger, wanting and longing and wanting for all the years, wanting and for all the years I wanted. I found her, finally answered that prayer that was finally answered, the unknown someone, that priceless treasure for all the years, wanting, yet stumbling, ending up with nothing. All the years of wanting, for all the years I wanted. Now I'm kissing her. For real.
Wow. That's a long time. But you finally got it. Wow. That's amazing.
Baby, about that kiss, that long kiss, strong kiss, convincing kiss, what you know about that, baby?
Man, look, I don't know. I don't recall longing for that long for a kiss, but it must be spectacular. That's got to be divine when you finally get that. Was it divine for real?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You know, you might not even have a particular person in mind. The thing is, when you're longing to kiss that special one, it could be life itself, longing and holding on until you find that special one or who you believe that special one is. You know, that longing that we all have, that fantasy we all long to live, that yearning, that burning, that feeling, you know, to finally be with someone that makes you feel that you've reached close to that. You know, that feeling of being in love. And not just really just being in love, but being in love with that special one, someone that you believe and feel truly loves you the same. You know, it's very sappy.
Absolutely.
And the other reason why I read this piece is because I read it backwards from the bottom to the top to see if it could flow. So
wow.
No matter which way you read this piece, if you read it from the end to the beginning, or for you know, it still comes out to mean something, or it has that same feeling. So I read it backwards.
That's powerful.
I loved it. Your intended way to read it was beautiful. I loved it. Wow.
It does show you definite talent that you manifest within yourself, man, and it shows that it doesn't matter where you go up, you go down, it's still the same result that you're seeking, the longing more infinite than anything.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You know, is whimsical. Love is whimsical and sappy. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't got to be with no one to feel it truly if you have it in you, you know, because there's nobody right now. I'm on a single thing right now, you know, but I'm still in love with life, and I still harbor that longing to finally be. There's been many times when I thought it was, okay, did turn out to be, but I didn't allow that to corrode, you know, what I truly long for. So,
absolutely.
You know, so anybody under the sound of my voice, hold on to it. If you feel it, if you're in possession of it, hold on to it, you know?
Yeah.
Share it with yourself. Light a candle and sip on some champagne by your damn self. But don't give up on love and don't give up on life. Shababy, baby. And that's that piece.
That's what's up, brother.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for that, for real. Man, now, I got to give you a big old thank you for this platform. Because, you know, without you, there would be no us. There would be no Epiphany. So I got to say thank you.
Hey, well, I give all praise and thanks to the Most High, you know, for blessing me with this and for you guys. You know what I'm saying? And that's that piece. Once again, I just want to say welcome back to my little brother, you know, Rob Morrow. Man, you were missed around here, and it's so good to have that vibe back up in the building. So one love to you, my brother. And
Miss Pearly,
continue to take your socks off. Hey, man, love you, bro. Miss Pearly, continue to take your socks off and kiss the baby for me.
I just did. Thank you. I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist's office. Just stop by and say hi for a second. I know you
I
don't
will.
Like the therapist.
Yeah,
okay,
she gives me pills all the time. She gives me pills. I think she's trying to get in my pants. Hey, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Baby. Epiphany, for real, always doing the thing. CEO, take your socks off. You better recognize. So how's the baby doing?
That was beautiful. Man, that piece was awesome. I am seriously multitasking here because he is turned into a little wiggle worm here. He don't want to lay up on the shoulder, yet he doesn't want to sit on my lap. He just wants to be, I don't know, in a crazy position just hanging.
Well,
I'm working it out. I'm working it out. Yes.
Good, good. So is it okay for me to allow the next open mic to come through and give us a little therapy?
Yes, it is. Please do. Please do. Yeah.
All right. This is the Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and your guest host, Rob Poetry Morrow, on the Real Entertainment Network of Epiphany. The telephone number to call, once again, is 319-527-6300. Next on this microphone, and let me know if I got it correct, sister, it's Sawina coming up on the microphone.
Yeah, she one half host of King and Queen's Quarters on Monday night. What's up, Diva? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing?
I am doing great. I am doing great. I'm blushing at the shout out. Good evening,
oh,
you guys. Hello, Rob. Nice to hear you. It's my first time hearing your voice. Well, as a host, I've heard you on as a guest a few times, but nice to hear your voice, sir.
Thank you, Queen. Appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Enjoying the vibe and listening to you guys.
Oh, thank
the vibe.
You.
You know what's up.
Mm-hmm. It is a vibe, yeah. Man. It's a vibe. Yeah.
It is.
So,
sheesh.
Queen Simmons, I want to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because you always come through with something off.
Well, I got something. I was thinking about doing a, you know, a little therapy and releasing, but thanks to the beautiful piece that the boss man dedicated to me and our dance backstage, I brought the piece that I like to read called Orbit.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. In jest, I guess our moment exists in orbit. It's a dance of patterned steps, preordained by fate. I wait with bated breath as change arrests our greet, as change arranges our feet. I twirl and pirouette. It lets me kiss the space where you used to be. It's a dance as romantic as it is contrived. Another star shoots by. We'll name that one next lifetime as we exist in orbit. Faces and trust encrusted in space dust. All trussed up in the lines formed by the stars we connected, forming a pattern we named Uhuru with as much freedom and control as the dance we dance. In orbit, in your rhythm, in the patterns, worn in sand from the stance of your last chasé. I never imagined I'd be dancing this way. Eyes closed, head back, lost in the tailspin of your last whirlwind. Hands open, collecting moments like mementos, cradled in the arms of your star-like charm. You disarm my smile without warning as the universe keeps turning. I keep dancing, collecting roses in my teeth as we tango to a heartbeat that feels forever and complete. And I keep dancing. Black holes open up like throats devouring souls, but I'll keep dancing. Meteorites collide, creating fireworks in the sky, and I'll keep dancing. Uncharted universes birth new stars, new moons, new chances, and I keep dancing. I keep dancing. I'll keep dancing. I will keep dancing. I'll keep my eyes trained in time to the minutiae and every move you make, if that's what it takes to keep me dancing. In your time, in your step, in your rhythm, in jest, I'll keep dancing where our moment exists. Somewhere in Orbit, and that's that piece.
You know how much I love this piece. You know.
Thank you.
Every time you spit it, it sounds better. Every single time. That next part right here, I'll keep dancing and dancing and dancing. Girl, it's like reading a romance novel, and that's part of the that's part of the hype. This little boy act like he wants to jump out my arms. Don't excuse me. I'm gonna let my co-host take over for
Y'all heard me in school tonight.
Yeah.
You know something? What I was doing while you were dancing, while you were moving, I felt, I gave the energy of the rhythm of the drum. It's going and as that combination with the dance with the drum is a beautiful in sync, and just so lively. And that's what I did when you were spinning. I was, you know, I'm a drummer. You know, I have a djembe, an African djembe drum, but I was using the table to replicate the beats that were going in my head. So basically, next time, hopefully you sit this piece again, I want to play the drum to that to your word and see where it goes.
That would be amazing. We have to do that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I know that La Pearl knows about you're part of the Epiphany, so you have your show. But just explain to me specifically, and other people who don't know, what you do on Monday night. Tell me about that.
Oh, okay, of course. So on Monday nights, I am one half host of King and Queen's Quarters, Epiphany Radio Dome. And this Monday, 9 p.m., we're going to be talking Love Without a Limit. So bring your best love poems and tune in to hear some great music and vibes about Love Without a Limit. Also, if you want to take it a step further, on Tuesday nights, we also host a virtual event called the Poetry Corner. And that's going to be on Tuesday nights. You can reach out to myself or King Atterbury for more information. Back to you guys. Well, back to you.
All right. Apparel.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And yeah, y'all get over there to Poetry Corner and check them out on Tuesday 9 to 8 o'clock. It's pretty dope. I'll be there.
Yeah. Likewise, and, I'll be there too to represent.
All
that's
right,
what's
thank
up.
You. Oh, wow. You got to bring your drum. I love the drum set that you did on one of the other shows the other night. That was amazing. We love to have you there. Come on through.
Thank you.
What's up? Okay. All right, Queen Gina, Queen Simmons, I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. And go on there. Put your feet up, take your socks off, baby, baby. One love, one life.
One love, one life.
All right. Well, I'm going to do this real quick before we open up this next microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, the Perla Negra. And I'm joined tonight by my esteemed co-host, Rob Poetry Morrow. This is the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? It is approximately 12 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour. You have up until 10:59 to get in here. The Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. She will cut you off, and you will not be able to join us for the rest of the show. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 to engage us. We love you, too. Okay, Rob, are we ready to open up this next microphone, see who we got on the mic here?
You know we are. You know we are. And the thing about when you get cut off, she will deal with her beautiful, elegant English accent thing. Goodbye.
Right? Thank you for using both.
Okay. I was elegant and respect and stuff, but nevertheless, you don't want to get kicked out, so make sure you all call in before, of course, she does kick you out elegantly. But yes, we are prepared for to get back on the mic. The therapy is open. Area code 506. 506 is on the mic. Welcome.
Oh, this is our Canadian.
Hey,
Lady A. This is our Canadian connection. How you doing, Diva? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I need therapy.
Well, you came to the right place, honey. Right place. I'd like to introduce you to my newest co-host here. This is Rob Morrow.
Hey, Bob.
What's going on up north of the border for you to be needing therapy? We all need therapy, but I'm just saying, you need to be getting a little stressful out there, huh? Straight up.
Yeah, we do. We need to have a whole lot of great stuff up here. It's it's sunny, it's warm, it's getting summertime. But you know, the world is as it is, and it affects us all. So, and we just had some really kind of bad news, which you know, our this is a little bit of a dark thing, but we have. Our prison system is really different from the U.S. When you get a life sentence here, usually they'll serve 25 years and get out. And we had a guy that went around a few years back, and he killed 3 RCMP officers, our police officers. He hunted them down. He was dressed in fatigues, and he went on a rampage and killed 3 of them. And he was sentenced to concurrent life sentences, and then the Supreme Court, in their lack of wisdom, have been debating as to whether or not change the rules, and they thought it was cruel and unusual punishment for this murderer to serve consecutive sentences, so they are going to put it down to 1 sentence of 25 years, and he gets out when he's about 49, which I think is insane.
Let me ask you this. How can you...
Wow, that is insane. That sounds real crazy.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Let me ask you this real quickly. What is your how do you correlate to what goes on in terms of the system in Canada to what goes on here in the States?
Well, you know, Americans often ask me a question like that, or they'll say, you know, well, what business is of yours, what goes on in the States? But everything that goes on in the States affects us. Everything that goes on in the U.S. affects the world, and the world watches the U.S. And so it's to me, it's just, you know, we're brothers and sisters across the border, and especially for us, our two countries, because we're so close. And I think that the world, I think it's, we're very much world watchers here in this country, and especially with America. And so we are very in tune with what's happening politically down there, and the racial stuff.
the killings, everything that is of importance to you is importance to is important to us. And, of course, we get the copycat idiots that sling the guns out and go around killing people. We have had far too many of those as well. And they're changing gun laws as I speak, so in the province of Ontario. And no, it's important what goes on in the U.S. It's very important. Everybody watches you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask my co-host to take over for a minute because I am changing a pamper here.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't want to get peed on because you know they got perfect aim.
I don't envy you. Why do envy you? Because babies are beautiful, but you know that the process of changing the diaper. Yeah, you handle that, Queen. You handle that. Anyhow, Lady A. But real quickly, before you do your piece. So, yeah, so you said that, you know, these things that go on that in Canada, they are changing the gun laws, which is something that because of the ego of politics here in the United States, they don't want to do, you know. So
Yeah, and I have a hard time. I don't know where your stand is on that, but I have a hard time with that because, you know, when you think about the right, the amendment that they refer to all the time, it is called an amendment. It was an amendment to the original Constitution. And so constitutionally, they can, rules and within that Constitution can be amended when it's needed. And so, you know, the right to bear arms could be needed one day, but it's not to the point where you're, where what's going on now is valid. It doesn't, you know, it's like how many kids have to die before they change, you know? Like that's my sort of bottom line. And as I mentioned in Ontario, they're going to ban, this is, you know, they're going to ban handguns. There's lots of people who are gun collectors. They have, they're registered and they're licensed and all the rest of it. It doesn't affect them. It's the ones that are running around doing all the killing that they're trying to stifle, trying to stop the bleeding, you know, and they're gonna put a ban on handguns in Ontario. So I don't know how that will fly, but something's got to give, you know. Like people are going around killing each other. It's insane.
Yeah, I know. Everybody needs a, not just like, they have to have some big bazooka, you know, and it's like, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and please, you ready to do your piece, lady? The mic is yours.
Yeah, I get a little sidetracked. I can stand on that soapbox for a long time. But I think it's time to find some peace of mind. And to love one another, I just feel it's so important. I'm going to read a piece that I wrote. I read it before, but I really like it. It's called His Royal Highness.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Upon the Serengeti, His Royal Highness, with cashmere brown mane, rests, pained, plagued, and perplexed. Green eyes see a habitat unchanged for a million years, while deep in reverie, tumbleweed grasses reach to lands unknown where cheetahs run, where man harmoniously lived with untamed wildlife like antelope and giraffes, protectors of the land, Maasai stabilized, preserved, and prized. His Royal Highness Lion ponders life now seen. Protectors have perished with COVID-19. Great Serengeti, a haven for beast, fowl, and man. Who now will defend? Lion heard a story where he would under waterfalls lay down with a lamb. Spoken about the end times. Viruses and plagues swallow up the land. Fools have ruined nature's good, destroyed all hope in man. Laboratories conjure destruction. To what end, Lion asks. Slick ebony oil spills in the ocean. Chemicals orange and rust poison the rivers, and all animals quiver. Dumping onyx waste, gas lines underground, greed consumes until we drown. Upon the Serengeti, His Royal Highness rests, heartbroken, as Lion ponders perplexed. He watches wildebeest, zebra, buffalo, and gazelle, one of Africa's seven wonders, the great migration gone to hell. All the beauty that is Serengeti, now a memory of the past. Lion cries and wonders why. He now waits for his time to die. End poem.
Wow. Very powerful, dealing with the aspects of the times that are going on. About aspects of, you know, like they're dwindling. But that is such a phenomenal piece. And thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
La Parada, where are you? Are you still diaper changing?
You always bring, you know, a lot of your pieces, and you warn us ahead of time, they are a bit melancholy, but
yeah.
You still find a way to make them sound so soothing, so beautiful. Everything that you say, you use a lot of metaphors, but you also are very direct in some of your pieces and some of your lines, and I love it. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, since the first time I heard you come on, call into radio. And I love that piece. It really is not a whole lot I can say about it because I just love it just like the rest of your pieces, you know?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to really, you know, follow up on that because one of the things, so beautiful things about poetry, you know, the aspect of, you know, the genre of some of that sadness and despair, and then make those poems, you know, feel so alive. You know, it's kind of like a contradiction. You know, in sometimes despair we see hope, and
yeah.
That we can definitely we can use and try to understand more because that's what it is, despair. Hope through despair and stuff. And,
yeah.
And
to see the beauty of the world, you know, on the Serengeti, through the eyes of this lion, like, I don't understand why our world is the way it is and why we can't have peace and the beauty that's meant to be for us. It's really, it drives me crazy. And so I appreciate being able to express it in poetry, and I think it's important that people can express themselves, and we have this community to share our thoughts, and maybe one day we've been hoping for that peace and harmony, and the lion will lay down with the land for an awful long time. I don't know if we'll ever see it, but we almost had it. I don't know how old you are, but we almost had it back in the 60s, and it was we had it in our grasp, and then it was gone when King died, when Kennedy died, and it was just, it was almost there.
Well, the only thing we can do is just take heed from what they represented, whether it's King or Kennedy and even Malcolm. All of those revolutionaries and those civil rights people from back in the day,
mm-hmm.
take their heed to what they started, and we push it forward, and hopefully we can finish it. That's
yeah,
what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Thank you, Lady A, for coming on the show. We're going to go take you to the, I believe it's the poetry, I mean the therapy office.
The therapy couch? Okay.
The therapy couch.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Look forward to hearing you again. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Oh, wait, Lady A, one love, one mic.
Lady A in the building. Once again, the telephone number to call is 319-527-6300. You got 32 minutes to call in before the English lady polite you, kicks you off the phone, off the computer, actually. And so,
yeah.
That time, La Perla Negra, this is Poetic Therapy.
Yeah.
What's up? What you got for us? You got anything else for us?
Well, let's see. I might have another piece that I can read for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find something and get it done while this little wiggle worm is in my arms. Let me see what I can find. Let me see.
The beauty. That's what's up, Moti.
Okay. Let me see. I got something. Okay, this is called Share Me With You. All right. Some have seen my skin and touched my body, but none have ever seen me completely naked. I kept my love from their vision of understanding of what a love without conditions is. Because the little that I did reveal was butchered and tossed aside. So in order to understand what I've been through, you'll have to know how to make hell home first. Know that your wounds left battle scars as a roadmap out of that hell, leading you to love. Do you really want to read my story? Because I take a tender touch from a firm hand. See, love is an energetic connection which needs to be cared for and fueled from both sides of the bond, or it will slowly wither away and lose its brilliant beauty. Open and connect with me, because part of keeping that energetic connection of love alive is to fuel it with the clarity of communication so there's understanding. With understanding comes sustainability that leads to everlasting. If you see me, connect and share with me. Share me with you. Because though I have boundaries, one day I will open to true love. And when it opens to me, see, I'm already in love with myself. I just want someone to share in it with me. And that's that piece.
You know what? You know what? You know what?
What's that?
You know what? I'm not going to say anything else. We're going to go to the next caller. Area code 405 is on the mic. Who do we have here?
Welcome. Damn, I got in quick. That's what I'm talking about. What's going on with y'all?
Oh, Lord.
This is Mr. Metaphoria. Coming through on a Saturday night. This shit is different for me, but hell, here I am.
It is. This
I don't know
is
if
highly
I can say
unusable.
Rob Poetry Morrow. I ain't seen your ass in a month of Sundays. Where you been?
What's good, brother? Who am I speaking with?
We ain't heard no congos and shit. You know, it's been a minute.
Who?
I said, I ain't heard no congos in a minute. Like, what's going on? You good?
Hey, the djembe is right over here, man, right. I'm sitting about 3 feet away from it, so I can use it anytime I want to, brother.
I know that's right. What's going on, Miss La Perla Negro?
I'm good. How you doing, Mr.? Yeah, they have a tendency in Epiphany to butcher my name, but it's all love. I know it is. It's okay. I'm
well,
good, Dave. How you doing?
You got bathroom acoustics. You got some bathroom acoustics. You're on the toilet.
No, I'm holding the baby. No, I'm sitting downstairs. I'm holding the baby. I'm trying to rock him to sleep. He's trying to put his feet between my boobies because that's where he likes to rest them at. And he wants his head on my stomach.
I don't blame him at all.
That is a lucky-ass baby, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind resting there either.
Oh, Lord.
Like a home, I think, of a place.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, I'm tickled pink that you called in tonight. I really am, because Rob, you don't understand. We don't get to hear Dave that often when he call in. He don't call in like this. He give us some of his beautiful poetry or his creative writings, as he likes to call himself a creative writer. But we don't get him. He don't call in that much. So this is a treat.
Especially on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a Saturday.
I don't know if y'all got a specific topic. I'm probably going to be off topic, but if y'all got any questions or something like that going, I can answer that. But my piece would probably be off topic, but I'm going to spit something, though.
No, this poetic therapy, baby. It's open mic. Bring what you got. Talk about what you need.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I'll just go into the piece if y'all would like me to do so.
Yes, please. And whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Yeah. All right, it's titled Come to Me in Pieces. Come to me in pieces. And let not your heart be troubled, because each piece of your puzzle I will place back together. Though it may seem it's been forever since you were shattered, it doesn't matter. For mind over matter always matters, and I see the beauty hidden within the chaotic splatter of the pieces. Each piece chiseled by regret and sharpened by sorrow. Bloodstained remains scattered near and far. But I ask of you to come to me as you are. And one by one I will connect each piece and reveal to you an enchanting scene unlike any you've ever seen. Come to me in pieces. Each shard of your astonishing glass heart previously mishandled I will repair. You are to be handled with care, so I will be sure to take my time. No longer will the word broken have a need to be spoken, for each and every word that is to be heard will be to ease the heart and mind, erasing the evidence of what was evident, every single line. And the life that flows from my fingertips, lacerated by each bit that I have placed back in place, will be the rhythm needed for your heart to beat again. Come to me in pieces. I will come to you the same. Not a single movement committed in vain for their actions of commitment to the eradication of pain. Two souls screaming in silence, separated by life's window panes, hoping to explore what's behind each door, sweeping away the dust of memories from the floor, returning the home to its luster, searching for courage to muster and gripping pride to push it aside and come to one another in pieces, no longer ashamed of the pieces, for we reassemble each part, mind as well as heart, stronger than ever before. And we learn to give thanks for each piece in its measure of destruction. For within reconstruction, we find peace in peace.
You had to excuse me, Dave.
What y'all doing?
I couldn't get the what's the name? Unmuted fast enough for you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to hold it. He keeps snuggling down under the boobs, and it's hard to get to the phone when he keeps doing that. I don't want him to slide down too far, you know. So. Love the piece, Dave. You know I'm a big fan of yours, man. You need to stop playing around and come on through more often. Stop acting like you don't know how to write. You're right up there, man. You're a beast with it. On some real shit. I love your poetry. Man. I get you like my Edgar Allan Poe. This is what I feel when I'm listening to you read. And I love this.
I appreciate it. On behalf of Team Rookie Inc., I appreciate it.
Rookie ink my ass. I know about you now. You ain't no rookie no more. You're not even a novice, man. You are a pro. You're a beast with it at that. And it's so effortless the way you spit, man. And don't nobody spit like you. Nobody. I've heard poets throughout the time that I've been with Epiphany that may sound a little similar. I haven't heard anybody that sounds even close to your style. And that's what's up.
I definitely appreciate it.
Brother, you did the damn thing. And basically, all we can do is repeat the things that the pearls say. And I'm sure we know. Like I said, our memory's not all that good. We probably know each other from another place, but that was phenomenal. And like she said, your black ass needs to be called up a little more often and stuff, so that way she won't trip no more, all right?
She always be on that bullshit. But I appreciate that, though, Rob. But yeah, Danielle always on that bullshit.
What? I love you too, Dave.
I hope I can cuss on y'all's show. There's somebody listening right now saying,
now that nasty mouth motherfucker with all his cussing.
You can cuss. This is poetic therapy, okay? And if you ever been to see a therapist, they let you get your shit off, okay, as long as you don't cause them no harm. So go and get your shit off.
Let me get some more off my chest, then. Anybody listening don't like me cussing, eat a dick up till you hiccup. How about that? See, that makes me feel better.
You can do well the fuck you like, but sometimes you got to curb that shit down. For fuck's sake, what's up with that? But you can fucking curse all you want, goddamn it.
Good shit.
Don't be cussing.
I ain't going to burn up no space.
Man, baby, you ain't used to all that yet. Not yet again.
I appreciate y'all having me. I'm going to get back to this bottle of tequila and this six-pack, but y'all have a great show. I said, Rob, it's good to hear you again. LaPerle Negro, you know, we'll talk in the morning, or I might call you drunk tonight, so just be prepared for whatever.
Oh, Lord, I know. All right. Thank you, Dave. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic, brother.
Lord, have mercy.
You got quite a bit of friends there. You know what I'm saying? You bring them out, Queen. You definitely bring them out and stuff. So I think I was going to do something to curb it, to cool it down a little bit, but no, I ain't going to do that. So here you go. Dream particles slowly climbing on top of you, collecting dividends, magical appropriations in the eye of storm. Mowing in intensity, saturating possibilities, staining comforters till the break of dawn. Negotiating energies behind the booty, clap back and forth. Behind the booty, clap back and forth. Singly's twist in a god's hand. On the brink of directing seeds to the falls. Conceiving legends and unwinding shelter of your vaginal canal. A cause for celebration, delicate and balanced, an endless array of watercolors, amphitasia to the calling of the great mother. Dream particles jump the chance to impregnate your thoughts. Smooth kisses with the rock hard gym got you anticipating missionary crosstalk between two spirits. Serenade by burning essence and candles as we're about to navigate a beautiful scandal of qualified heartbeats. Breaking suppressions of lost souls, bold and a mastery subvert obstacles, causing division, sexual magic we gauge and set up our mission to love righteously and lead by example. These particles come together and make your reality feel and taste, make you feel and taste so motherfucking good. As we come down the pipe for a clear understanding of our passion, the order to save a nation. As we get together and we have the tendency to feel this illumination of the vibration between two souls, dream particles knows your role. LaPerle, LaPerle,
Yo, that was dope. Dream Particle. Oh, my God. You know what? Wow. You've been MIA for real, because every time you do a piece, it elevates. Wow, that was pretty dope. I like that. Thank you.
And just a reminder of, yes, I'm multifaceted. Yeah, I'm on the Black Power, but I want to put that. Well, I don't want to get too nasty with it, but you know what I mean.
I hear you. Oh yeah, I know what you mean. That's what's up, yeah. Definitely. Let me do one more. Oh, what did I do? I lost it. Let me do this station ID again, because it is actually 18 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour. So let me do this real quick.
All right.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you have approximately 16 minutes to get in here before the 11 o'clock hour. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1, or you just come on in here and listen. This is Epiphany Radio. Bob, who we got next on the mic?
Well, we got area code 912 in the building. Welcome to Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Ra Poetry Marl.
Hello, how you doing?
Is this Mother Dragon? You gonna stop playing with
yes,
me.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
oh,
is.
Oh, we got another great one on the microphone. Goodness. This lady right here. I hope we got some new mics in stock, because she come in and burn up the mic every time. She leaves it smoking all the time. Man, she is crazy good. How you doing, Diva?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm multitasking. I got my grandbaby in one arm. I got my tablet on one knee, and I got my phone in another hand. So I'm trying.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. That's what it is. Okay.
You know it. And we as women, we make it do what it do, baby.
Oh, we make it look good. Yes, we do. That I can say.
That's right. I don't know if you are familiar with my co-host, Rob Poetry Morrow, but this is Mother of Dragons.
I am.
Okay.
What's up? What's up, Mother Dragon? How you doing, girl? What's up?
I be doing good.
Oh, Lord. You know, Mother Dragon, you know that something's going to come up and stuff. You know, this is Epiphany stuff. You know, you have to pay for the insurance for Epiphany. You know, I ain't come out of the pocket. So talk to Perino and talk to LaPerre. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Gotcha. Got you. All right, I'm gonna keep it all basic. Keep it all basic and try to keep it simple. Hopefully.
Okay.
In a criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. And in Savannah, Georgia, it is dedicated to tech detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are a member of an elite squad called the Special Victims Unit. And these are their stories. Look. I want my kitty to be carried out in a body bag. I want to be first 48ed, chalk line and grace. I want bitches to be crying on camera in wig caps. I want my wig to be eulogized. And here is where it lays, right beside, what are those on the ground? I don't know what those are. Markings and toe tags of what was left of my ass. Desecration, murder was the case that they gave him. I want neighbors to be detailed, to give a detailed description of a big, big fiend with a 9-inch tongue, blood curling screams, cum stains all over the room, got detectives saying, God damn, homicide, my rectum, father, my clitoris, let me become a victim of circumstance. That's that piece, y'all.
Keep it basic.
I don't know if I can.
You said I'm going to keep it basic. And I already knew that was a lie. I knew it. Because I know how you come through. I know how you do. You're a powerhouse. Ain't no such thing as basic. Ain't no standard, no basic, no regular. Okay? You bring the heat. You bring the power behind you. Yo, that was hot. I love the reference to one of my favorite TV shows, too. Man, Law and Order. That was pretty deep. You say that joint up in there, man. Stop. What did you say you wanted your... Wait a minute.
I said I wanted my wig to be eulogized.
Yes, that part right there. I said, oh, stop. Who says that? What's the stuff? I like shit. I wish I had a photo of some shit like that. All right. Damn. Rob, what you got for that, man?
The only thing I can tell you is what I'm thinking about right now is that sound effect from Law and Order.
If I could have got that, I thought that would have been fire. You know, next time I'm going to try to incorporate that. But yeah, that was
That's what I'm thinking that. All right, you just took it to another dimension with this erotica, sexy, dead on a... Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. You're good. Great poll. Wow.
Yo, man, that was dope. I cannot.
Because you can keep it basic. That was basically goddamn off the chain. Shit. Straight up.
This is an old poem. I always give y'all old poems that I have read on stage and have gotten a different, you know, the same reaction or probably even more. But it's always special to dig up these old poems and to kind of deliver it in another platform, always.
Yo, that was dope. That was really, really dope. I love that piece, man. I like all your work, yo.
Thank you, Mama Tita.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to send you to the therapist office. Thanks for coming through, Mother Dragon. One love, one mic.
I appreciate it. One love, one mic, always.
I mean, peace. One love, one mic. Fire breather. Burned all of us. Bye-bye.
Yes, he did. Wow. Oh, wow. That was crazy.
Man, let me tell you something, babe. You got all these people coming out, and they're just like, man, like, damn, where'd you come from? Wow. But they don't.
Right. That's what's up.
What you and For Real have done since I don't think you were Epiphany when I was on there, but you guys really changed the atmosphere. I'm telling you.
Wow.
What have y'all done? What have y'all done? Mine.
Yeah, we got a lot of great poets that come through, and I'm grateful to know them. It's a pretty awesome thing. It looks like we got another caller came in here. Who do we have on the mic next?
Yeah, I will give you area code 540. It's in the building. Welcome to Poetic Therapy with Perla Negra and Rob. Poetry, Morrow, Epiphany Radio. Take your socks off. Who did?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What are you doing?
Oh, we about to go for a drive, aren't we, brother?
Fine. 10-4. Yeah.
You know it.
Just
you
broken.
Know it.
That's all I'm doing. Shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't keeping me.
You one of my favorites, brother. One of my favorites.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, hey, Rob, you know, it's been years. I've been listening to you for years, man. And it's so crazy. Like, I think the first time I heard you was 2005. I'm not sure. But it seemed like it.
Well, I know, Yeah. So, but yeah, I got my seatbelt ready, man. You know, I got my seatbelt. You know, I'm ready to sit back, relax, you know. You put it in drive, brother. Where we heading?
All right. Let me say some of my condolences to I know about the Texas shooting, and I feel sorry for, you know, sorry for people. I send my condolences to them. I want to talk about the racial shootings in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Absolutely. Yeah, you know. If you don't think racism is alive, you must be on a tunnel. So I hope it's not any background noise. I got my headset on.
Now you can do it. You sound
pretty,
good. You sound
back.
Good. Yeah, you sound good, brother. So go ahead and do your thing. The mic is short.
All right.
Sorry about that, bro. Okay. Go ahead.
Name of this poem is called Ladies and Gentlemen. Hello. I'm here to make a report. I'm here to show that we as people will not fall down to the ugly place of racism. We are here to be strong and live long, and this is the wave of the new passion. Many people died in Buffalo. Well, what was the reaction? You see, I believe that we as people need to be armed and be dangerous for any villains that come into our neighborhood, thinking that they can go out and shoot us. We must adjust. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to speak that the power and the responsible that we be honorable to protect us. One by one, we take out any to our neighborhood. We will not stop fighting, and we will not be written off. I am here to say that we come strong, that we only bring peace when they bring peace. When they be violent, we be violent. When they want a moment of silence, there'll be a moment of silence for them. We are armed and dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Black Panther Party. Let me remind you that when the Black Panther Party was protecting their hood from these crooked police, it was like a major disease, and everything is what was need and what the knowledge that we feed and that we must proceed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a war. We have been at war. We cannot lose track. We have to pick up the slack. A devil came down and shoot many people in Buffalo, New York, but we have to stay on course to stay on full force. I bring you the imagine things that we could be strong. How can we live long? And when we're coming to the race, we must not be unstable. And everything that's a label in the time and review, and the time is now, and the power is now, and everything is now. We can't be afraid because love is so displayed. We have to invade. Anything that is hatred, anything that will come across the line, that we will shine and we will take what is ours, that we devour. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you can hear the message. I hope that you get the leverage. I am black and beautiful, and everything is critical because we are the melanated individuals. We are here for the power and the priority to take care of us. We will not back down. The power of the people, the power of the blackness. We stop the madness. Was the time that we every day in the life that we practice in the future of the behold, that when the story was all cold. I guess I bring in Malcolm X. I guess I bring in Dr. King. I bring in the Black Panther Party. I bring in the every strong united red, united black flag of black America. The red, the black, the green. We on a different scene. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you got the message. I hope you know what I exactly mean. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine. 10 kids in them all in. 5 minutes dry.
And so wow. It is, my brother. So it is. That's what it's all about. Wake them up. Let them know.
Yeah, that was a freestyle.
Absolutely.
Wow, yes. That was dope, man. I like that. Yeah, a lot of people need to start waking up, speaking up. You know, there's so much going on.
Did you see how police, we had another Dylan Roof. Did you see how he treated that the white dude that killed black people in Buffalo, New York? You see how calm they were? They didn't do that to George Floyd. They weren't doing that to black folks. They weren't treating black people the way they treat a mass shooter. The cops right there. Another Dylan Roof. And they do it right in front of our face. I say that we need to be armed. The time for plan is over. The time of making peace, if people don't want to make peace with you, is over. And if they come ready to bring trouble, they get trouble.
Absolutely.
And I mean that. I mean that wholeheartedly. I mean, that's why I like the Black Panther Party. If that white dude would never went to Southside Chicago, think he gonna shoot up people. He would never made it out of Southside Chicago.
No way.
He would have been arrested. Oh, if he went to the hardest parts in where they really get down in New Jersey, like the hood in New Jersey, he would never made it out of the hood. That white dude, he'd been a corpse. So he goes to these places where black people don't have no guns, and black people need to be armed. We need to protect our amendment. We need to protect our right for bear arms. So when somebody comes and starts shooting, guess what? getting taken out. I have no problem with some. And then they try to make it sound like, oh, it's a mental illness thing. No, they know what damn, they know what the hell they were fucking doing when they fucking came to damn, let's stop the bullshit and stop saying, oh, it's a mental illness thing. No, that's bullshit. And he's not working by himself. He's working with a collaboration of other racist people. And to prove himself, he had to take out some black folks. They all work together. Slavery is mental illness, but it's a wanted mental illness. It's a difference between a mental illness where you can't help yourself and it's a mental illness where you can help yourself. So all these people that feel so sorry for somebody who did the mass shooting and talk about, I don't want to hear about no let's pray for the mass shooter and his family. Hell no.
That's real talk, brother. That is absolutely real talk, man. So, yo, man, we appreciate you coming through, spitting that wisdom, spitting that peace, man. And, yes, definitely, brother, I hope you get the chance to see you more often again because I do miss you. I do miss a lot of people on the poetry and blog talk. So thank you, brother. Thank you.
I miss you hitting the Congo, man.
All right, brother.
Oh, much love to y'all.
You hear that? You'll hear more of that. That's what's up.
I'm going to have to holler at you, man.
All right, brother. All right. Peace, love, and
peace.
One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
All right, LaPero, that was Automatic Charismatic Lyrical Engine. So, yeah. My love, how you doing out? What you doing there? Doing all that multitasking and stuff, you know?
I had to stand up because this little boy act like he want to jump out my lap. Can't go nowhere, but he's busy. Oh,
get
boy.
Definitely getting busy, yeah. Definitely sound like he's getting busy. Well, we just want to let everybody know that we are in the overtime. So if you didn't call in, I guess they're out of luck. So the English woman said goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. So we got the remaining minutes coming up until the end of the show. So, LaPearl, you ready for the next poet, artist to come on?
I am. Let him on in.
We're going to let him on in. Welcome to Poetic Therapy with LaPearl the Negra and Rob Poet Tomorrow on Epiphany Radio. Take your socks off, baby, baby. It is 6:31.
Hello?
631.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you, brother. What's up? Brother, good.
I happen to be in fine form. Thank you very much. This is behind.
Is this Mr. Tuesday night? This sounds like Mr. Tuesday night himself.
It is.
I am
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Batman Harvey. Are you doing?
My hobby. Oh shoot.
I'm just doing three things at one time, trying to multitask and be on multiple. I think I got time. I definitely think I have time.
You know you have time, brother.
I'm doing three different things at the same damn time. It's crazy. Anyway, that's besides the point. How y'all feeling? What's going on? Hey, guest host, how you feeling? You like being on the being on the Epiphany side of things? How's it feeling?
Well, I was on the Epiphany side of things back in the day, so it's all good. I know what's up.
That's what's up. So what are we doing? We're talking about poetic therapy, right?
Yes, anything you want to talk about.
Whatever you need to do.
That's right.
Open. You know, I like to get into let me see, what's good therapy right now? Trying to figure out where's my cuzzo. Let me see. I got a nice little piece about heartbreak, things of that sort. Funny thing is, I got this tea, and it's like I can literally feel my lungs drying out. So it's like the best feeling in the entire world. I feel so much like myself, but I'm about to do this real bad heartbreak piece. So, you know, bear with me while I get myself ready. But what else was y'all doing on here while we were? I said, what else were we doing while y'all was on here? This is cool. Can y'all hear me?
It's cool.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. Just tell me if this is too loud. Perfect.
All right.
I think I already have it here. Hold on. I did have it here. All right. I'm so goofy. Hold on for a second. Tell me if this is too loud.
No, that's good.
Hear that?
That's good.
All right, hold on.
You know what? Turn it down just a little bit high.
Right here? How was that?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. What is a picture of a broken heart? How does it look when shattered? How does it feel when you want to cry out, the loss imminent? The pulse of stress as pain paints itself all over my face. I am haunted by the bliss of memory's kiss, and when I could have and hold an icebox where my heart used to be cold, I find myself broken. Pieces of me strewn about, and I cannot help the tears when they fall. I am alienated because I dream loud, the sound of a perfect love, and my heart can't hear. The sweet jam, easy squeeze, smuckers, I fall sucker sometimes, but this is who I am. I am. More less, never more. More hurt, less guts, more gore, stealing my mind, cause I left open the door, my heart on my sleeve, so open and exposed. To negative attention and dishonorable mentions, slander like knives cut my character, wishing to push me into the darkness. You make it so painful to love. It is not domesticated to narcissistic abuse to all who hold it. Make it gentle, hopes that I matter. She's not let go until she hurt so much, then came back and requested my touch. For I had always loved her, always gave all up for her, always wrote her story around these same story lines about family being divine, and I wouldn't let no other man raise my kids, but your first two husbands were just bids. Not a good portion of my life that I spend. She claiming Jesus, but has yet to repent. God help me. God helps me.
Wow, huh? That was beautiful. It says, she helps me. Oh, man. I love that piece, man. You always come through with some romantic, matching panties and all that good stuff. I love it, man. I can listen to you all day, huh? I'm trying to tell you. All day.
I try.
Thank you.
Good. Thank y'all.
Rob, what you got for this?
That was dope, brother. That was really good. Appreciate that, brother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Now, what I need to know before we let you escape, can you tell everybody what you got going on in Epiphany Poetry Universe?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that question. Hold on, let me throw this in the background. Hold on. This Tuesday night on Epiphany Radio Universe. a special podcast. The Honeychipper 2.0 presents the interview with the very lovely and incredible founder of the Punani Poets. That is Jessica Halter. We will be asking her amazing questions about her entrepreneurial efforts, the history of the Punani Poets, as well as the future, and also some erotic poetry here on the 50 Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network. Take your socks off. Baby, baby.
That's what's up. Thank you for that. Ooh, I can't wait. Another honey dripper. I am myself a honey dripper. And I can't wait.
Yes, you are.
I cannot wait to partake in the illicitness and the eroticism, sexiness, all that good stuff, but just deliciousness. Oh man, thank you so much for that, Iron Man. I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist lounge. I know you probably can't stay too long because you always got something going on, but go on back there, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Woo. Goodness. Are you still with me, Rob?
I was asking the same thing. I am still with you. It has been a great show. Great to be back on Epiphany. Take your socks off. And we don't have any hands raised, so may I suggest that we open a couple of these mics to kind of urge people to say something and speak their piece, because this is therapy.
It's therapy, but on here, I don't do that because they don't wind up saying anything at all. When I do that, I've tried. They don't do that. So, but I'm going to tell you this. This has been an awesome show. And right. I do have to get back to my little one in here before he starts fussing at me, get upset. Do you have any closing words for us?
It's been a beautiful, beautiful evening. Thank you for joining us on Poetic Therapy, La Perla Negra, and Rob Poetry, or the Rob Ajimbe Poet Morrow. And just keep it going. Keep those pen pushing. Keep that mic warm and do what you do best. La Perla.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I want to say thank you so much for joining me, co-hosting with me, riding shotgun with me, and you did an awesome job. You are definitely a natural, so I see you've been here before. And it was a pleasure working with you, and I'm looking forward to doing this again with you, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I'll let you know, like I said, we're all going through our little soliloquies and, obstacles and stuff, but I don't think it should be any problem. So, yeah, just let me know.
Well, that is awesome. And as I always say, everyone, thank you for calling in. All these awesome poets, this great poetry, and I want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself, because that's where your spirit lies, and continue to love and respect one another. And ladies and gentlemen, you still got these germs floating around out here, so use common sense. If you don't feel good, stay away from people until you start to, okay? And with that, I think I'm going to take us out with this and say peace.
Peace. Wonderful.
I know you. now I find myself.